All right, we're here at the Syngenta Seeds grand opening of their new headquarters in Minnetonka, Minnesota. With me is Tracy Mader, who is AgriSure Marketing Manager for Syngenta Seeds. And Tracy, some exciting things you talked about today were the multi-pest complex. And you talked about six different pests that do a great deal of damage to our corn each year, and how Syngenta is coming up with varieties to help combat this particular broad range of pests.
Yes, Cindy, we've through the work with AgriSure Viptera and in its development, we've identified a collection of broad lepidopteran pests, and we've called it the multi-pest complex. That's costing U.S. corn growers in excess of $1.1 billion a year in lost yield and grain quality. And these pests are quite challenging because they affect all growing areas of the U.S.
And also all stages of growth of the corn plant, correct?
Yes, and that's one of the unique things about them that's so challenging. We as an industry have done a very good job, growers, those of us seed and trait providers, of controlling corn borer rootworm. But now the next step is to control these grouper broadleaf pests like black cutworm that can attack the crop at the very early stages, two-leaf and beyond, that really likes those nubile, new plants. Then all the way through pests like western bean cutworm that can come in various flights throughout the year. Then also corn earworm. So there's this collection of six pests that, because of their nature, they're erratic. They can come in waves multiple times a year. They're very difficult to scout and treat with foliar insecticides. But we believe that growers need to be aware of this if they want the next level of yield potential.
Well, and it definitely would be convenient to be able to control all six at the same time.
Yes, and that's one of the things that we're striving for in developing AgriSure Viptera, that upon deregulation and key export approvals when we bring it to market, it will empower the grower to have a new mode of action in his cornfield for good resistance management, but it will also empower the grower and give him protection against the multi-pest complex so he can reduce his share of the $1.1 billion loss.
Well, now, can you tell me what the six pests are? And you call them broad leps and lepidoptera, which is basically different types of worms, right?
Right. So it's a collection of worms, if you will. The scientific name is broad leps, but it's black cutworm. Common stock borer is one that's common in some parts of the U.S. Fall armyworm, western bean cutworm, and corn earworm. And those are the pests that, as a collection, affect really all growing areas of the U.S. Some parts of the U.S., the infestations are heavier than others. But regardless, if you plant corn in the U.S., you're going to encounter this collection of broad leps, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were talking a little bit about this at Farm Progress, weren't you, talking to growers about this?
Yes, we really introduced the concept of the education campaign on the multi-pest complex at Farm Progress. And we received a lot of favorable response from growers that they begin to understand, yes, that collection of pests is hard to manage. And yes, I do see some infestations every year. And some years it's worse than others.
Now, you also talked about refuge, the nationwide refuge strategy here.
AgriSure Viptera, upon deregulation, it will allow us to have a standard 20% refuge. It is a new mode of action, in the history of corn trade. So that's truly an innovation story there. But the other part of it is in the cotton growing areas of the U.S. where the corn grower and a lot of many new corn growers have been having to manage to a 50% refuge level. This technology, AgriSure Viptera, will allow them to manage to a 20% refuge. And then longer term, within the AgriSure corn traits pipeline, AgriSure Viptera will be a key cornerstone of several products that we have en route to help manage the refuge, to make it more convenient for the grower, but also to ensure that there is good resistance management science and theory involved. And hopefully, we believe all this will deliver for the grower more yield, more convenience, speed at planting, and good stewardship.
Well, when you say deregulated, when do you anticipate that?
We're working really, really hard, Cindy. What we do have is we have deregulation from the EPA and the FDA. We're working very hard with the USDA to receive deregulation for AgriSure Viptera. They're also working in all the key export countries to receive deregulation as well. And stay tuned.
Okay. Well, that was all the questions I have, Tracy. Anything else you'd like to add?
we're just really excited about the grand opening today and the milestone that is represented here at Syngenta Seeds. And this is the 5th year anniversary of AgriSure, and this is also a key milestone for us to open this building. And we're excited to bring choice and a lot of innovative technology to growers. And we appreciate AgWire experiencing today with us.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Tracy Mader here at the grand opening of the Syngenta Seeds headquarters in Minnetonka, Minnesota. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.